I'm not quite sure how it got to be December already, but the season is upon us, and that means that Holidays at Hampton will be happening soon, Saturday, December 14th, beginning at 10 a.m. With me to talk via phone about Holidays at Hampton is Gail Economos, a member of the Board of Historic Hampton Incorporated, and welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting to be here and share information about Holidays at Hampton.
This is an annual event. It's been going for decades, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And it's a wonderful way to celebrate the sounds of the season. Where else can you go to experience Maryland history, how they would have celebrated the Yuletide season from 1783 until 1948?
So many of the traditions that we now associate with the Christmas holiday are Victorian. So things would have been very different, say, in 1783. The things that they would have done, the music, the food, probably very different as well.
Absolutely. The mansion is arguably the best example of late Georgian architecture in the United States. It was called a palace in the wilderness when it was built in 1783. And so each room in the mansion is decorated to a different time period of the mansion. The music room is decorated about 1870s to 1890s, Victorian. So you see, you know, how packages were wrapped back then. And then you go into the dining room, which is circa 1815. Totally different, but it's set for a fabulous feast. The best looking fake food you've ever seen. You know, a crystal bowl that has celery in it. Celery was exotic. The parlor is 1790. And a lot of the food there, it was a little more religiously oriented, but still beautiful. And they put greens out like you'd think in England or whatever. But again, no Christmas tree, only in the music room. And then you go into the drawing room, which is about 1845. And it's a riot of scarlet and crimson and just amazing. But that room also has examples of what the enslaved children would have been given, because yes, this was a slaveholding plantation until emancipation. So we have Connections Academy Choir, which is a community-based Baltimore City art school, will be performing in the mansion from 1 to 4. We have African American storytelling and music by the renowned Griot Circle of Maryland. We have silhouettes by hand that go between 2 and 4 p.m. Then we close the mansion at 5 and open again at 6, and it's candlelight tours.
And Gail, how long do the decorations stay up, just in case people can't make it on the 14th?
They stay up until 12th night.
And if people would like more information, do you have a website and phone number they could use?
Yes, you can go to NPS, for National Park Service, .gov/HAMP, H-A-M-P. So NPS.gov/HAMP. But you can find Hampton National Historic Site on Facebook and also on Instagram. So there's lots of ways to get information about what's going on and the times that everything will be open and the details.
I've been speaking today with Gail Economos, who is a board member of Historic Hampton Incorporated, about Holidays at Hampton. Gail, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
For WVJC, I'm Diana Neal.